Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Tuesday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, grateful to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that you give us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. Thank God for all you that listen to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. Phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over there, just contact us. The email address is godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're given to you. Praise be to God. So once again, we are grateful to another blessed day in Christ Jesus, another golden opportunity to go into the Word of God. For those of you who have been following us on Blog Talk Radio, you know that whenever we go into the Word, we always open up with prayer. And for those of you that are first-time listeners, that is what we do. We open up with prayer before we go into any message in Jesus' name. And as I await for my brother to join us, Brother Robert or Brother Ronnie Gross, join us as we do Solemn Assembly Part 5. Now, once again, the brother has been giving you scripture and giving you reason why we need a solemn assembly, okay? Why a solemn assembly is needed, okay? It's not something that everyone just get together and just joining like you do at a lot of your barbecues and stuff like that. But this has very, very significant, very importance of why this is need to be done. And so we are on part 5, and amen. And for those of you who have followed us on Blog Talk Radio, that whenever, you know, I'm heading off a series, I do a lot in parts, you know, and my brother, Brother Robert, is so far doing the same thing, amen. And we need that because teaching on a lesson, you know, you don't rush through it. You know, for those that don't care that people learn, yeah, they're going to rush through it, okay? It's just like if you go on a new job and if you're assigned to a person to train you, if that person don't care about you learning, yeah, they're going to rush through it and expect you to get it and don't care if you do get it, okay? But someone who really wants you to learn, hey, they're going to go at a certain pace. And so here on Blog Talk Radio, we want you to really learn, okay? But this is why you find that, you know, and I'm not saying everything we're going to do be in parts, but this is why you find that we go, you know, part 1, 2, 3, 4. And so tonight we are on part 5 of the Solemn Assembly. Amen. And, you know, I've been letting my brother, Brother Robert Gross, head it off because God has given him some things to tell. Amen. And I don't want to get in the way of that. Amen. So praise be to God. And so he's been given the word to those of you who've been listening, amen. And I want to encourage you to listen even more, you know, as God continue to give him the word of God to give unto those of you that are listening today, amen. And I am privileged and humbled that God has opened such a door for us here on Blog Talk Radio to get the word out to you before the time is up. Amen. So now I'm going to put my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, brother. Good to. Oh, blessing the Lord. a little hot, you know. The weather that will make probably our brother Lee buy a bunch of air conditioners. But I'm hot, you know, amen. But thank God that, you know, he did bless with some air conditioner, and air conditioner saying, hey, y'all, we doing all we can. Amen. So we're going to have to call on some Jesus to come with some more cooler air. Okay? So, because the air conditioner said, hey, we doing what we can, man. We hollering. Okay? We doing as much as we can. So praise the Lord, brother. Thank God for you on this blessed day. And, you know, this word that you're bringing, I've shared with the listeners that we are on part 5 tonight of the Solemn Assembly, and how that you have been giving reasons why a Solemn Assembly is needed. You know, it's not just a, you know, getting together, just like most of the people do at their barbecues. You know, they just want to have a little get-together. This have a greater significance, a greater importance, and this is where it needed. So, brother, I'm going to get ready to let you go ahead and you know, give the word that's God given unto you. I just want to say before we proceed, for those of you that are listening, especially I want to say to those of you who are first-time listeners, now, many of y'all have been hearing me saying this even more, and especially since my brother has joined me on here, but I want to say it again because it's very important. I'm not saying it just to get on nobody's nerves or just to be talking, but it's very important. If you are a first-time listener, or let's say you have been a listener, but this is on this series right here, this is the first time you're listening in, you're coming in on part 5. I want to once again encourage you that after you listen to part 5, one of the things about Blog Talk Radio is that it records the sermons, the preaching, or the teaching that we do. And if you are on this page looking at this and listening, it's the God's Word of Man logo. It should be on your left. You can click on it and go to episodes, and it will show you all the episodes that we've done. And I want to encourage you, after you listen to part 5, go back and listen to part 1 through 4, okay? It's very important, okay? Because, you know, sometimes, brother, people think that they can come in the middle or toward the end of something and they'll get it. See, that's the kind of mentality some people have about Sunday school. Oh, I don't need to be there on time. If I get there, there'll only be 10 minutes left. I believe God can give to me in that 10 minutes. Well, they're getting some eye openers because they are extremely lost. And in those 10 minutes, it go by so fast that now they're looking around, and then the next person they're looking at is you like you did something wrong. Okay, so, you know, I want to encourage everyone, if you just coming in, we are on Solemn Assembly Part 5 tonight. Once again, I want to encourage you, after you listen to part 5, go back and listen to the first 4 parts. Catch up on it. Amen. Catch up to speed. Amen. Praise be to God. So without further ado, I'm going to turn it over to my brother. Go ahead, brother.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before your face.
Lord,
we thank you, Lord God, for this day, Lord Jesus. We ask that you open our ears, open the eyes of our understanding, Lord God. Give us, Lord Jesus, your illumination, your light, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, you said that you are the light of the world.
Yes.
And, oh, Lord God, we turn to you, Lord God, at this time, asking you, Lord God, to give us light, illumination, understanding, wisdom, oh, Lord God, of your word.
Yes, Lord
Jesus, hallelujah, Lord God, take away our stubborn heart, take away our stony heart, take away our pride, oh, Lord God, break us, oh, Lord God. And, oh, Lord God, let your word enter into our hearts, into our ears. And, Lord God, let it enter into us, oh, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus,
yes,
let us not be deaf, let us not be dumb, let us not be blind, oh, Lord God. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to take a backtrack here.
Amen. Amen.
I'd like to take a backtrack to Chronicles. Second Chronicles.
All right. Second Chronicles.
7th chapter. I know y'all know where I'm going.
Oh yeah. Well, we're gonna still for those of you, and what I'm about to say, like I say, I'm not trying to be funny, but you know, most of us would know, but some of us that should know don't. And mm-hmm. and I want to say we're going to 2 Chronicles chapter 7, 14. Amen. Is where
Amen.
My brother's going. Amen.
You
and, you know,
starting
at the 12th verse. Okay, you said start at the 12th verse?
Yes, sir.
Okay. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, starting at verse 12. And the word of God says, "And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night, and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer, and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land."
Now, this is the word of God talking to you, okay? Now, a lot of people think, like we've been discussing, okay, that the Old Testament, okay, is not a place that New Testament Christians should go, but they are wrong. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because Jesus told us to listen to abide by what the prophet says. Okay, he told us to abide by what he says. Okay, and what his spirit says. Okay, so we are bound to the spirit of God's word, okay? And God did not do away with his word. God did not say, well, everything I said in the Old Testament does not go, okay?
Right.
He didn't say that. He said that the bulls sacrifices for sin, okay, the blood
Amen.
Of animals is no longer, okay, necessary because he shed his blood once and all, for all mankind's sins, transgressions, and iniquities. And Jesus Christ is supposed to be the only one that we're supposed to be looking to for our salvation. That's the only one, okay?
Amen.
Now I want you to go back up here, that 12th verse here. It says, "And the Lord appeared to Solomon at night and said to him, I have heard your prayer. I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land." Now, this word, okay, that God has given to you, okay, is like money in the bank.
Amen.
Okay? The word
Amen.
That God has out of his mouth is as good as done, okay? It's just like it's already done, okay? It's done because why? He said it, all right?
Amen.
And if this thing is not being done in America, you know why it's not done in America? Because the people haven't given themselves to this word, okay? And they haven't believed in this word, and they have not come before the Lord with repentance. They have not got on their knees. They have not humbled themselves before the Lord. They did not seek the Lord's face, okay? And turn
Amen.
From their wicked way. America is in sin. Okay, America is in transgression. America is in iniquity. America is steeped in abominations of all types. Okay? America
Amen.
Has all the sins in all the world and all the nations of the world, of all the different gods of the ages, okay, of the different parts of the world, they are in America. Every false religion is in America. Every spirit of
Amen.
Witchcraft is in America. Every false teaching is in America. You know why? because we open the doors to Satan. And we think because we're being liberal, or we think we're being liberal, because God gave people the right to pick and to choose, okay, we think that we have the right to bring their garbage over here to America. Now, this sounds bad. I know it sounds bad when we're saying this, okay? But people have brought their false religions over here, their false gods over here to America. What do you think God's going to move over? The Lord God Almighty, the true and living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that says, I am the Lord your God. He shall have no other gods before me. You think God's going to move over and say, hey, you guys, come on in. I'm making room for you over here in America. Come on over here. Bring all your gods. Bring all your voodoo over here. Bring all your witchcraft over here. Bring all your traditions over here. Bring all your evil over here. It's all right. But we're seeing the beginning of things, okay? This is the beginning, okay? You ain't seen nothing.
Yeah.
You talk about this virus here, okay? People can't, you know, people can't even humble themselves and say, no, I'm not gonna go out and spread this. They don't care. People don't care. They don't care if God said. They don't care who said it. They're continually spreading this thing, okay? But the Lord will heal you. Will heal the land if the people of God will repent. If the body of Christ repent, okay, those that call themselves by the name of Jesus, those who say, I'm a Christian, those that say, I'm washed in the blood, okay, if they turn to their faces to the Lord God, the Almighty, and repent with all their might, the Lord will break this disease. He will break it, okay?
Amen.
But the reason why it's not going to be broken, because people have not called on, or have you seen anybody calling on the Lord at this time?
Oh,
is anybody, has you seen any of our leaders say, why don't we call on the Lord? Have you seen anybody say, why don't we call on the Lord? You might hear one of them say, why don't we pray? They might say something like, why don't we pray? But that's it.
Right.
They don't want to address the Lord God, the Almighty, the true and living God. They don't want to. They want to get together in a bunch of evil type of workings of Satan. They want to say, "Hey, let all religions get together and pray about this thing." All religions. God, you think God gonna recognize all these religions because they get together? Do you think that's how God is? And He has His. God has His own covenant. What's the covenant that we have with Christ? It's through His blood, right?
Amen.
We are saved through the blood of Jesus. That's our covenant. Our covenant is with Christ. We don't have covenants with false gods, okay? We don't have covenant with crap. We don't have covenants with Mormonism and stuff like that, okay? We don't have covenants with those type of things. We have a covenant with Lord God, the Almighty, okay? And Jesus Christ said that the New Testament is written in His blood. In His blood.
Amen.
Okay. Go to, I'm really going to zigzag on you a little bit here. This is the message. Let's go to the message book.
Okay.
An angel is bringing this message. At this day and time, okay, this angel, this message, and it's telling us what to do in this time, telling us something, what to do, okay, and even have gone astray from the word of God, okay, have gone away from the word of God, okay, have not done the things that God commanded us to do, okay, the church is going to be, they're going to be held responsible for all the blood of this generation, okay?
Amen.
Going to be responsible for the blood of this generation. Let's go to Matthew 28, first verse.
Message 28.
Yes.
Verse 1.
Yes.
Amen. Message 28, verse 1. The word of the Lord says, thus says the Lord your God, hearken ye nations and hear ye inhabitants of the earth. Your sins have come up before me. You have rejected my laws and my commandments that I have given you. And instead you have heaped unto yourselves the traditions and commandments of men. Your hearts are filled with selfishness and murder and diverse kinds of sins. Satan has filled your hearts with doubts and unbelief, and he holds full sway in your hearts. Therefore, the whole earth is in commotion, and the honest in heart must suffer because of the unjust.
Okay. Do you hear that? Let me say that again, okay? Let's say that again, brother. Thus said
okay.
the Lord your God, hearken, ye nations. Who's he talking to? All nations. He talking to nations. He talking to all kingdoms. Hear ye inhabitants of the earth. He's talking to all of us, okay? Your sins have come up before me. What happened when the Lord said that the sins of the people had come up before him in the time of the Lord? God said, their sins have come up before me. What is God talking about when he said their sins has come up before me? What is he talking about? He's talking about you entering into a time of judgment the Lord, okay? And you entering into a time of tribulation, okay? Remember I told you there's tribulation that's coming up on us. There's great tribulation that's coming up on us. And there's the wrath of God, the day of the Lord that's coming up on us, okay?
Amen.
We shall not escape those days, okay? Unless the only people that are going to escape those things is those that the top of the mountain. What am I talking about? Get to the top of the mountain. I'm talking about do what Jesus Christ commanded you to do. Live holy.
Amen.
Walk holy. Okay? Be righteous. Okay? Do not sin. Do not walk in sin. Don't let the devil make you sin. Okay? That's what I'm talking about.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
I have given you the laws and commandments that I have given you. And instead, you have heaped unto yourselves the traditions and commandments of men. This is what we're teaching mostly, okay? And mostly in all churches, even in the best churches, they're teaching traditions and commandments and doctrines of men. That's why I say those churches belong to you. That's who they belong to. And you can't tell people what to teach, okay? They teach what they want to teach. Most people teach... They teach the basic gospel, okay? That's good. That's a good thing, all right? But they have not taught the whole word of God, okay? In order for you to stand, you have to have the whole word of God. You can't be trying to stand on a pebble, you know?
Yeah. Amen.
I got a piece of the rock. You're standing on that little pebble. You're trying to stand on. Standing on a rock here, you know, you got your whole foot covering a whole a pebble, right? You're talking about, I'm standing on a rock. No, you ain't standing on no rock. You're standing on a pebble.
Amen.
You ain't standing on the rock, because the rock is Jesus Christ, okay? And if you stand on him, you won't be moved, okay? Most of what we're teaching is sandy foundation. Okay, because it will not save you, it will not deliver you. Okay, it won't stop the devil from doing what he's doing to you. Okay, you won't be able to overcome the devil. Okay, what else did he say? He says, and commandments of men, your hearts are filled with selfishness and murder. This was back in 1932, okay, when this message first came.
Amen.
When an angel brought the message, okay, those, do you think it's changed? Hasn't it gotten worse and worse? Okay. Now
Amen.
We in a time where we have actually become Sodom and Gomorrah. If you want to
Amen.
Look at Sodom and Gomorrah, if you want a picture of it, look at the state that America is in spiritually, okay? Spiritually, she's like Sodom and Gomorrah. Spiritually, she's just like Babylon. Spiritually, she's just like that whore, okay? So saying this, okay?
Amen.
Or Babylon, okay?
Amen.
And divers kinds of sins, Satan has filled your heart with doubt. That doubt,
Amen.
Unbelief is a sin against God. Don't you know that's a very great sin. Unbelief is a very great sin to God, okay? For this reason,
Amen.
God made the Israel wander around in the wilderness for 40 years. Because of their unbelief, because they did not believe
Amen.
Him, okay?
Amen.
And we don't think it's here. Well, I just thought your unbelief means a lot, okay? When your children Israel, because they back in the time of Moses, they actually saw the hand of God move. God showed His arm to them, okay? God revealed
yeah.
His arm to them. He showed them His power, okay? What did He do? He afflicted Egypt so that His people will know God is a keeper of His word. What did God delivered His people out of Egypt, right? And in delivering His people out of Egypt, He did many things, okay? And He brought many diseases upon Egypt, didn't He?
That's right.
But when He brought things upon Egypt, he was showing Egypt something, and He was showing something. What is He showing for these people? He's showing them who He is. I am the God that keep My word. Okay. You go
Amen.
Read back to Genesis, and the Lord said, "The soul, the day that you eat of the knowledge of the tree of good and evil, the day that you eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, that's the same day you're going to die," okay? He said, don't even touch it, because if you touch it, you're going to die.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to touch the evil thing, okay? But we think we can do sin and then enter into heaven. We think we can do that.
Yeah.
Against God, and then everything's all right because God is merciful, because God don't lower the boom on you at the moment of your sin, because God tries to hide your sins so that you won't be wiped out. Okay?
Right.
Because God does this, okay, God, he didn't do anything, so I must be all right. God didn't strike you down, I must. And so we continue in our sin. But the Lord has told us that our sins has come up before Him. And these are like the days of Noah, okay? These are the last days that you are living in, okay? Do you understand that? These
Amen.
Are the last days.
Amen.
What happened in the day of Noah? Noah was building an ark, right?
Right.
He was building an ark that would protect him, okay, and would keep him and would keep him alive even in the flood.
Amen.
We have Jesus Christ. He is our ark, okay?
Amen.
We're supposed to build Jesus Christ within our life. Within our walking, our being, we're supposed to build Jesus Christ and His word in us, okay? We build Jesus
Amen.
Christ in us. You know what we become? We become temples, okay, of the Holy
yep.
Ghost. Do you know we're supposed
Amen.
To become temples of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That's one of the reasons why we have a solemn assembly, okay? We have a solemn assembly
right.
Because God has already said these things with his mouth. He has said these things are coming upon us, okay? Because of our sins, because of our disobedience, okay? And God's gonna sweep over the whole earth, okay? And
right.
Why? Because of our sins. Because we have allowed sin. We have allowed Satan to come in and to maneuver us into the way of sin, ways of sin, okay?
Amen.
Goes on to say, therefore, thus said the Lord your God to the humble, the honest in heart, to those that seek for truth and righteousness. Come out of her. Who is her? Who is her? Do you know who her
yeah.
is?
Her
represents everything of sin, transgressions, iniquities, false churches, okay, false ways, okay? All these things of faith. That's what come out of her is coming out of the world. Come out of the ways of the world. Come out of the ways of the flesh. Come out of the ways of death of the devil, okay?
Amen.
Many Christians think that they don't have any enemies. They think that flesh and blood is their enemy, okay? They don't know that the
right.
devil is their enemy. And they don't
yeah.
regard Satan as their enemy. A lot of people say,
Amen.
Don't even talk about the devil. Have
yeah.
you given him power? No, we're not giving Satan power because we talk about him. We're saying what the word said. Jesus said he had power, okay? And then when the devil appeared to the Lord Jesus, and he asked him, and he tempted him, and he told him, if you be the Son of God, cast yourself down, right?
Right.
If you be the Son of God, make these stones into bread, okay? And he said, if you be the Son of God, okay, you know, and then he went on to say, if you fall down and worship me, I'll give you all these things, all these kingdoms. I give you all these principalities that I have, okay, in the earth. I give you all that power if you just fall down and worship me.
Amen.
This is the same thing that's after us, the people of God in these days and times. We have to renounce sin. You know what renouncing
Amen.
Sin is? Standing up against sin. Okay? We have turned
Amen.
Away from the ways of the Lord. We have turned away from his righteousness, his holiness. And we think it's, and most people think it's something funny about righteousness and holiness. They think it's funny.
Amen.
They make fun of the righteousness of God, okay? You see all type of people, all kind of shows, movies, everybody trying to make fun of righteousness of God, okay? They think God is something to laugh at, okay? All right? But
Amen.
Judgment is coming. The judgment of God is coming, okay? And he says
Amen.
Now, therefore, thus said the Lord God, humble your God to the humble. Are you humble? Are you honest in heart? Are you seeking truth? Are you seeking righteousness? Then come out of her. Lest
Amen.
You suffer with the ungodly. You're going to suffer with the ungodly and partake of her punishment. For my wrath is against the ungodly, against the liars and hypocrites, those that count my commandments as naught. I have sent the destroyer and devourer. You don't even know what that is, do you? I have sent the destroyer and the devourer in the land. This was, when did I say this was at? What time was this? 1932?
Amen.
A lot of people don't realize that a lot of stuff was started to happen back then. It's way back then, things started to happen.
Right. Amen.
Do you realize that a lot of things came in America, a lot of things entered into America in the 1800s, a lot of false religions entered into America, okay? One of the chief ones that entered into America was Roman Catholicism, okay?
Amen.
Another one that entered into America was spiritualism, okay? And false doctrines, okay? And men began to build up churches unto themselves, okay? All right?
Amen. Amen.
At that time, many things happened, okay? If you get a book about religions, okay? Of different religions, you'll find out that a lot of things started up during the 1900s, okay? Spiritualism, false doctrines and things like that. Voodoo came to America, okay? People brought all their false religions to America, okay? They did this in that time, okay? Now, God is not against people. Get this straight. God ain't against people. God ain't no prejudice God. God is against sin. God is against disobedience. God is against those people that do not follow his way, okay? That's what he's against, okay? He's against
Amen.
People that continue to walk in their wicked ways and to thumb their nose at God, okay? And in America, we have been thumbing our nose at God. We've been saying, well, I know God said that homosexuality is wrong, but the devil came and gave us another word. The devil came and told us that, hey, it's all right to do that. Because everybody,
right.
A woman got a right to her own body, okay? A person got a right to their own body. They got a right to do whatever they want to do. I got a right to have sex with a dog if I want to. I got a right to do all
right.
that evil if I want to. Ain't shouldn't be nothing wrong with that. A man got a right to do what he want to do. This is America. And we use America's liberty to what? To sin. And that
Amen.
Liberty was given to us not to sin, but to come to God. That God gave that liberty to America. That liberty is in America so that people would turn to God, not turn to all kind of different religions. Okay? God is not okaying all these false religions just because he give you the freedom of choice. Okay? He ain't okaying those things. You okay? You sitting there saying, well, that's my heritage. I don't care what your heritage was. I don't care whether you was born in voodoo. I don't care if you were born in Africa. I don't care if you was born in Islam. I don't care what you was born in. When you come to America, you're supposed to come away from that stuff. Why?
Amen.
Because God meant for America to be a righteous nation, and America has gone away from that.
Yes, they have.
Now,
Amen.
But people don't want to hear that, okay? But that's the truth, okay? And when you stand out on the streets and you tell people that Jesus Christ wants to save you, Jesus Christ died for your sins, okay? People, that's funny to people, okay?
Right.
They think that's funny, and then other people get so angry with you because you preaching Jesus Christ. Stop talking about Jesus. Shut up and get off that corner, you know.
Right.
And they get so mad
Amen.
With you when you talk. You know why they get so mad? Because this is the same way that they hated Jesus when Jesus was up on when Jesus walked on the earth. They hated him too.
Amen.
Right. But you got
right.
many people that call themselves born again Christians talking about I believe in God, but I don't believe in getting out here talking about witnessing.
Right. Amen.
God, the Lord God saved you so that you could save others. Right? That's our job. Our job
Amen.
Is reconciliation. You okay?
Right.
Not just to the body of Christ, but to the world, okay? We are called to take the word to an unsaved world, okay? And to the wicked, okay? Do you realize
Amen.
That and I keep saying this, okay, but the church of Christ that Jesus built up was wiped out. Do you realize that?
Yeah.
Do you realize that there are dates that that it began from Rome, it came out of Rome, right?
Right.
The person came out of Rome from Emperor Nero, okay, and he began to persecute the church.
Right.
He began to crucify them from city to city on both sides of the road. He fed them
right.
to the lions, to the tigers. He fed them to the gladiators and things like that. He put them in, he sewed them up in skin. They sewed them up in skins and fed them to beasts, wild beasts. Brothers and
Amen.
Sisters, I'm telling you this, okay? If you don't understand this, okay, that this world does not belong to Jesus Christ as it is now. This sinful world is not in the hands of Christ, okay? And you ain't
right.
all right. You are not
yeah.
all right. You are in sin. You have rebelled against the Lord God, the Almighty, okay? We have, and because, and remember I told you that the church was destroyed off the face of the earth. People of God that call themselves, they call themselves historians or whatever, they don't realize that the church was wiped out. Only a few people realized that the church was wiped out. A few historians wrote about it, okay, and put it in encyclopedias
right.
and stuff. The church was wiped out. It was wiped. How was it wiped out? It was wiped out because through the power of Rome.
Yeah.
Okay? That's how the church was wiped out. They had 10 general persecutions of the body of Christ that wiped it out. Do you understand me?
Amen.
From the time of Nero to the time of what? Constantine, okay? You remember Constantine, Emperor Constantine?
Right.
When he became emperor, most of the body of Christ was wiped out. Now, you're talking about, and when did he become emperor? He became emperor in 312 A.D., right?
Right.
Well, the church started like about 24 A.D., the church started about that, okay?
Yeah.
That's when the church started,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And that was a lot of years that passed, okay? And so the church was completely wiped out. All the apostles were wiped out except for one, okay, which is John, okay? But all of the body of Christ, they were wiped out, okay?
Right.
Then something else took the church's place. What took the church's place? Well, then that's when you go to the, you go from the 12th, you go from the 12th chapter of Revelation, okay, and you read that woman that's in the 12th chapter of Revelation, that's the church. That's the body of Christ, okay? But that church,
yeah.
it was destroyed, stamped into pieces by the Roman power, by the pagan Roman power. Okay, it was wiped out.
Amen.
And by the time the year 312 got there, when Constantine became emperor, the church was gone.
Amen.
There was no church. There was no church, okay? The church was stamped out, okay? They had long wiped out the church, okay? And but there was a remnant of the church in other places, okay? And the
Amen.
last church that was wiped out was wiped out from 559 to 669, okay? It took that evil Roman power 100 years to wipe out the last remnant of the church, okay? This is
Amen.
In Scripture, all right? That's what the 1,260 years is all about. About the time when Satan's power will rule, okay, in this earth, okay, and he will raise up his own church. Satan raised up his own church. Do you know what church that is?
Amen.
I don't think you know. You know, you don't, because a lot of people don't know what happened. The church continue on as it always was. What differences do you see in this church, the major churches, okay, and in the Church of Christ, the church that Jesus Christ set up? What differences do you see? You see a lot of differences, don't you?
Oh,
that
yeah.
It ain't the Church of Christ. Because they set up on their traditions, their doctrines, okay? They changed things, okay? Jesus Christ would not have changed his gospel. And Jesus would not have changed the way of his gospel, okay? And he would not say that, hey, man has preeminence over my word. God has never said no man over his word that said that this man has the power over his word. Ain't no man ever had power over God's word, okay? Moses didn't have power over God's word. Did he? No, Moses didn't. Moses had to go by the word of God, okay? And when Moses got out of step with God, when he got angry with those with his own people, okay, because they just kept on doing their sin, okay, and so he got angry with them, okay, at one point, okay, and the Lord said you are not going over this Jordan, right? The Lord told him you're not going over this Jordan, and then but the Lord told them they didn't go over either. But Lord took Moses and took him with him, okay, and well, the Lord just let him pass on, okay, but he took his body and hid his body so that nobody would know where his body was, because people are always into different worship. They worship the man of God, okay, and the man of God ain't got no business being no worshiper, okay. But all the things
Amen.
That set in up in this world, you should know that. They are not God's churches, okay? And God do got some good people in all these places, okay? And all in these different churches, God got people, okay? But God want to gather his church into one fold.
Amen.
All right. Let's go on, okay? He said, I have sent the destroyer and devourer in the land, and I will punish the nations and the inhabitants of the earth. Who said that? God said, I'm going to punish the, what? The nations?
Amen.
And the inhabitants of the earth? God don't do that, do he?
The judgment of God, yes, he do.
And people are saying God don't do that. That ain't my God, they said. Like they chose God. That ain't my God. You can't choose God. God, Jesus said, you didn't choose me, I chose you. I ordained you, okay? And you did not choose me, okay? So we didn't choose God. God chose us, okay? But we act like we got some kind of preeminence over God. It says, I have sent the destroyer and devourer in the land, and I will punish the nations and the inhabitants of the earth, that they may become humble and inquire about me and my commandments. Now you see,
Amen.
since that time it happened, okay, before that time, I mean after that, way after that time, people, what did people do about the commandments of God? They not inquiring about the commandments of God. What they say? They let one woman get the commandments commandments of God tossed out of the schools, tossed out of the courts, tossed out of the state, okay? they let one woman stand up and say, hey, that's not lawful. That's not good.
Right.
Don't do that. I don't believe in God, and don't make me have to go come up there, okay? One woman stood up, okay, and the body of Christ didn't say nothing.
Right.
One woman stood up, and didn't no true church stand up. Then all the people that call themselves, we are the true church. Now you are not the true nothing. How come you didn't stand up?
Amen.
Okay. And then this same woman, she died in her sins.
Yeah.
You know, she came out on her deathbed and she professed what she truly believed, okay? This woman that did all this evil, okay, that took prayer out of schools, okay, that, you know, that woman that did all that stuff, she did never repent of her sins. And on her deathbed, she still didn't repent of her sins. And then she stepped in. She actually pretended like she wished she had gotten saved at one time.
Yeah.
And she said that they was paying her, the church that she was working for was paying her, okay? They were actually paying this woman to pretend like she had gotten saved, okay? And they baptized her. They baptized her. They took her down to the water. And this woman still was not saved. Okay?
Amen.
Now, what do you call that? What do you call that? We let that thing happen. What person of Christ that was at that time stood up and said, you are not of Christ, okay? And this, what person stood up that had the spirit, okay, of knowledge that could see that this woman was walking in sin, that she was a deception, okay? And that what person stood up at that time and said that? Nobody did, okay?
Amen.
And this woman, she's at sometimes, now and then, she was with men, but she bounced between men and women. She was a bisexual.
Wow.
And these are the same woman that was doing all this clamoring about the church and state being separated until she got her way, and they gave her her way.
Amen.
That sounds terrible, don't it?
Yeah, it do.
Brother, you want to say something about that? that's such a terrible thing.
Well, you know, brother, and you're definitely right. She and the church, this is the thing with the body of Christ. You know, when the thing about when they passed that same sex laws, you know, and that it was acceptable. You know, the one of the first people that the world went to was the leaders of the churches, popped the mic right up in their face, asking, "What do you think?" And they was fumbling around, and, you know, you had a couple of brothers when they was confronted about the question, would homosexuality go to heaven? What do you say about homosexuality? And when they started answering, they were like they were walking on eggshells. And I'm sitting there looking at them. They were fumbling, blah, blah, blah. I look like, what in the world? Man, just come out and just say it, you know. But also they answer like, okay, let me step on this real light so I won't break this egg. Maybe I can make it to the other side. And this is what the world do. The world come, when these big issues come, they pop the mic in the pastor's face, and they say, what do you say about it? And the pastor start fumbling at the mouth. Some of them, brother, I heard, didn't even directly answer the question. They went around it. They like, well, you know, Jesus loves everybody. But that ain't what they ask you. They ask you, what do you think about this? What do you say? What do you have to say? Well, you know, Jesus loves everybody. He wants to love everybody. You're still missing the point. They did not ask you that Jesus loves everybody. In fact, they ain't even thinking about asking you that. They want to know, what do you say about this thing? And the church, you know, and when you do have people saying we're the ones, you do have to ask the question,
yep.
Well, if you're the one, where were you when these when these issues rose up and they were popping cameras in the pastor's face, where were you?
Yeah.
Okay? You know?
Yep.
Hiding?
Yep.
Or what? And brother, this is the thing that get me concerning certain Christians, and I don't mean to be funny. You have certain Christians that Brother Lee called hiding in the closet.
Yep.
And the sad thing about it is they the ones that persecute the Christians that trying to speak up. It ain't just them sinners. It's other Christians say, now you shouldn't say that. That's not love.
Yeah.
Well, my God, I guess we had to kill Jesus not being love neither, huh? Because he showed without
Amen.
Told him, you're in your sins. You need to repent. He told him that. He told him that.
That's right.
Cry loud and spare not. That's what the Lord said.
Right.
You know, and
we
did the opposite thing, brother. In fact, we returned to that page in the Bible. We just ripped it out. And then we claimed, oh, we made a mistake. We ripped it out because we didn't want to stand, you know. And, you know, brother, you lay it down to them why we need to have a solemn assembly. And like you said, some Christians think, oh, I don't need it. I'm okay with God. I'm fine. I'm okay. Well, a reality check is coming. You know, I told them, brother, I testified back here a few months ago. Last year I had a thing come up. You be thinking that you're strong and you can handle something. God will start showing you where your weak areas at. Man, brother, it felt like I was having a heart attack. Fear grabbed a hold of me so bad, I was like, my God, what is this? I'm going to be honest with you. I was amazing my own self. I said, man, I felt like I would have, my heart felt like it was running a race.
Yeah.
And I didn't even wasn't invited. I mean, I'm like, it was run. I said, Lord. And God began to show me, said, you need help in this area. You need help.
Amen.
Because we're going to have to be in the faith. What we're about to see to come, that's one thing about it. Once the devil threatens you verbally and that don't affect you, He's gonna escalate it to physical persecution.
Yep.
He have done it all through history, okay?
Yes.
All through history, he have done it to the people of God. He threatened verbally first, okay?
Yep.
Just like this is a church. See, the church don't understand. See, they finna get ready to take your tax exempt away. When the homosexuals keep coming into churches, amen.
Yep.
And they come in there and they say, hey, we want you to marry us, and you said no. See, they already, because they've been talking about it last year, okay?
Yeah.
And Billy Graham's son reported on it. They getting ready. I'm telling you, people, you know, hear my brothers, he give you the message. Because they getting ready to take the church tax exempt. Because they going to say, hey, you're discriminating. They already got one lady over there in another country. They said because she had put Romans chapter 1, verse 24 through verse 27, on a text to send to the church who was honoring that homosexual stuff, they call it what she did a hate crime. That's from sending a text of the scriptures. Okay?
Yep.
I'm telling you, we better get ready.
Yep.
This is why we need this solemn assembly. Rend our hearts, not our garments. Amen.
Yep.
That God can do a work in us and help us.
Yep. In other countries, brother, people have gone in other places, okay, and like some place I heard about in Europe that they can actually take them to jail if they don't come in agreement with those homosexual rules and things, okay, and they might spend a couple of years, okay, and they're doing that over there, okay? What we think is coming to America, okay, and we don't pass all these laws and said it's all right for you to do it. We don't actually stepped on God's toes and said, well, what God said is a lie. Like that devil. The devil came out and asked Eve, yeah, has God said that you cannot eat of any tree? He knows that when the day that you eat of that tree, you're going to become smart, okay? You're gonna have knowledge. You're gonna be like him, okay? You're gonna know something, okay? And that's what the devil is contradicting what God's word has said, okay? God said a soul that sinned it shall die.
Amen.
And we have no, there's no such then. We said, so why are you going to churches? Why do you have churches? Why do you have any of those things if you don't believe in the in what the Word of God says concerning sin, okay? Okay, if you don't believe that, why do you got a church?
Right.
Become an atheist or something like that, okay? That would make more sense, okay? You say, I don't believe in God at all. That would make more sense,
right.
Okay? I'm still having church. I'm still praying, okay? What are you praying about? You ain't got no reason to pray. You don't know the Lord Jesus. You done contradicted all his laws. You done broke all his laws, okay? And you sitting up there saying, oh, it's all right. I had a mass today, and that stuff can save you. Those things cannot save you.
Right.
The only thing that can save you is one thing, that's Jesus Christ and his blood. That's what saves you from your sin. Men
Amen.
Cannot save you. Churches cannot save you. I don't have any salvation to give you. You can go any church you want to go to. You can join any church you want to go to join. But churches do not have monopoly on God's salvation. Salvation belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. That's where your salvation comes from. If you believe on him, he says you will be born again, okay? If you believe in him, you repent of your sins, okay, and you'll be baptized in his name. Both baptisms we talk about, he talk about being baptized in the Holy Spirit and being baptized in the water. That's what he's talking about, okay? He said baptisms. And he
Amen.
Who what? The sixth chapter, what is it talking about? He's talking about
right.
the principles of the gospel. This is what we're supposed to be based upon, okay? Not supposed to be based upon what the church said or what somebody thought up, okay? Well, this is our new way, okay? This is our new way. And because if you can change that thing, it was never, if you can change the thing in the first place, it was never God.
Right.
But you cannot change the things that God has said. You cannot change those things because God said those things and he meant them, okay? And the only thing you can change is whatever you set up. You can't change God's word. You ain't going to change God's word, okay? You ain't going to change his commandments, okay? You ain't going to change his covenant that's written in his blood.
Amen. Amen. You're definitely right about it, brother. Now, you know, and God is, he's opening eyes, and he's going to open some more eyes to
yes.
who the true ruler is.
Yeah.
I think men have failed to recognize who the true ruler is, but they finna find out.
Yeah.
They finna find out.
Yep.
And, you know, and you look
yeah,
at
like,
this virus thing, that's why the government, people don't understand this, brother. This is why,
see, this thing is leading to something.
Yes, it is.
And I know some people, what I'm about to say, some people don't agree with it, but when they sit up there and told you not to have service, at first they tell you no more than 10. Then they start saying don't have service. I mean, it got to
yeah.
a point down here, the preacher in Greenville, Mississippi, he said he showed that he had a film. Look at how many squad cars was at the church building before they even had church to keep the people from coming. He said, man, of all the squad cars here, who patrol the streets? You know, when you
yeah.
say, who patrol the streets? But when they told you, said, no service or no more than 10, but they never said nothing about the grocery stores. They did not say nothing about the big companies that still had, quote, a bunch of people working. You had Walmart
yeah.
so full of people on one aisle, you had to go to another aisle and wait. For the
yeah.
other people to die down. And this is when Walmart had a bunch of empty shelves. What's so bad about it? It wasn't that Walmart was full of food. This is when they were having a bunch of empty shelves, and they still had a bunch of people in there. But you
yeah.
didn't hear none of them get on TV and say, Walmart, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Big companies, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. But then when the pastor in Florida had service, the policeman going to get up there and talk about him. He put his people's
yeah.
life in danger. All that stuff, okay. But, Sheriff, you didn't say nothing about the Walmarts. You
nope.
didn't see Walmart say, hey, we locking our doors because we thinking about people's safety. None of that. that wasn't happening, okay?
Yeah.
But this thing is leading to something bigger.
Yeah. You know what? You know what I believe? I believe that this thing has come for another reason, and shut your tails up so that you can repent of your sins, okay? So that you can fast, okay? You better learn how to fast and pray because a famine is coming, okay?
Yeah.
A famine is coming up on America. That's one of the things that's coming. That's one of the reasons why you better become. That's why you better have this solemn assembly so that you could be filled with the Holy Spirit of God, so that God could take your body and supernaturally, okay, keep you in the time of famine, okay?
Right.
Because I know,
because
God got things to keep you. He tell you to store stuff up, okay? And then it'll come a time where God said, well, I'm just going to take you through the famine, like he took Elijah through the famine, okay? All right? And the Lord will feed you, okay? But and then the Lord just might say, hey, I'm going to supernaturally strengthen you so that you won't need any food, okay?
Right.
You can't say what God's going to do, okay? Because God's going to do great things in these days, okay? You know, you remember when Moses went up in that mountain, when he went up in that 40, and he was up there for 40 days, right, the first time, right?
Right.
He came down, right, and he broke the tablets that God had given him, right? And so
right.
He went right back up there, right, another 40 days. That's 80 days.
Yeah.
That Moses didn't eat, okay? And
Amen.
People think, oh, you'll die if you don't eat food within a few days. No, you won't die. I don't believe that. I believe that God is God, that he can make your body a holy temple, that he can make you a holy place, that God can do supernatural things, okay? Now, you have to get into a place where God can do this for you, okay? And it's not going to automatically happen.
Right.
Just like we going talking about having this solemn assembly, we're supposed to have this solemn assembly so that our bodies can become temples of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Amen.
We need cleansing. We need washing.
Amen.
We need purging, okay? But from our own ways, okay? Because this world is so evil. This world has really, you know, and we're seeing things. A lot of people see things the way the world sees things, okay? And we try to get along with the world. I ain't trying to get along with the world no more, okay? Because our enemies are all around us, okay? Do you realize where our enemies are all around us? We don't realize that, do we? The people in America don't realize that all these different countries firing against us to overthrow us, to destroy us, okay? They want to nuke us. And the only
Amen.
Way we can stand is through Christ Jesus. We cannot stand, okay, these things that are coming upon us, okay, unless we are totally, wholly given to Christ, okay? We gotta sanctify ourselves to Christ. We gotta commit ourselves to Christ, okay? We gotta consecrate ourselves to the Lord Jesus, okay? He has to be our main source, okay? Jesus has to be. That's all I'm gonna say
Amen.
About tonight.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And once again, brother, you're definitely right. We are grateful for another broadcast, and we thank God. Brothers, we looking at a part six tomorrow or what?
Here we are.
Okay.
Sure.
You heard it here. Part six tomorrow, solemn assembly.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
My brother going to continue to share the word with you. Once
Amen.
Again, you know, when you're teaching, you know, you have to go at a certain pace, you know,
yes.
and you can't be rushing through it. And,
yes.
you know, you had, in our days, you had, you know, back in our time, my time, your time, brother, and I'm not trying to put every teacher down. You still got some good ones out there. But you had
little bit more dedicated to you learning. And I'm not saying all of them in that time were doing right, but you had more in the earlier days, had a more dedication to teaching you. Didn't care about how much they made. Their heart was set on teaching you. And we're living in a time now that teaching is not important to many people. And sad to say, in the church, because you know, your Sunday school and your service through the week is your time of Bible study. And this is the time where you expound on things and break down things. But see, now people, or let's say those many professing Christians, have gotten to a point it's not important to them now. That is Sunday school not important. Listen, if Sunday school is important, you're going to be there on time, okay?
Yeah.
You're going to be there on time. You're going to be doing what you're trying to do to learn, okay? But it's just like on your job. If your job ain't important to you, you ain't coming on time, okay? And we see many people like that. Hard to come to work on time. Hard to come to work every day, okay? And what do the owner think? Well, he don't like his job. How you know? He don't show up, okay? He don't show up.
Right.
So, amen.
Right. That's right.
Amen.
Anytime you go out of your way, and you can sit there and try to pretend like you just late all the time. No, it's not. You are going out of your way to be late so that you won't have to partake of that whole Sunday school thing. Okay. You don't want nobody. You don't want to be listening and listening to the word, okay? Nobody talking to you at all that time, okay? Or you will come to this church service, okay? You'll come late because you figure if you come in late, you won't have to listen to this man talk all the time, okay? And that's how people work it, okay? That's how the mind of man is, okay? You're very deceitful, okay? You got a lying spirit within you, and you don't even know it, okay? You would do deceitful things like that, and they say, "Oh, I was just late," and you let the devil talk into, "Oh, I think I eat me some grits this morning, or I think I eat me some pancakes this morning, or I think I have me a couple of more cups of coffee, or I think I just hang around here and kick back a little bit, and then I'll go later, okay?" You know, because nobody's really coming to these services, okay? Nobody's really coming to Sunday school service, okay? Because they don't take them serious.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
They don't take the word of God seriously. They think that, hey, I'm all right. I know Jesus. I repented this morning. Oh, you think so? I think you're deceiving yourself.
Amen. Amen, brother. Well, brother, I'm going to ask you if you would offer us a closing prayer.
Lord Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Father, I ask that your word go forth in the spirit and power of the Elias, O Lord God, in the spirit and power of God, not of man, O Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, break all traditions, all commandments, all doctrines of men, O Lord Jesus. Break the ways of sin, transgressions, and iniquity, O Lord God. Lord Jesus, loose us, Lord God. Lord God, let your spirit, O Lord God, of deliverance come, Lord God, upon your people, Lord Jesus, and heal them, Lord Jesus, from all their iniquities, Lord God, from all their sins, O Lord God. Forgive them, O Lord God, of their evil in Jesus Christ's name. Lord God, let your word be heard in their ears. Let your word go into their ears, into their hearts, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, and we thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for all you've been listening. Don't forget, Lord, say the same tomorrow night, Solemn Assembly Part 6. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. Praise be to God.
Amen.
So, as for Brother Ronnie and Brother Nate, we love you all. May God bless you and may God keep you until we meet again tomorrow. Amen and amen. God bless you, brother.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you.